Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 10, 1805. The party troubled with boils and sore eyes. Both Lewis and Clark mention today the sores plaguing many of the men. Dr. Chouinard, in his book Only One Man Died, asserts that the party was suffering from malnutrition, or even scurvy, owing to a diet almost exclusively of meat. Captain Clark writes,
"River fell 3/4 of an inch last night. Wind from the northwest. We proceeded on but a short distance ere the wind became so violent we could not proceed. Came to on the larboard side in a short bend. The wind continued all day. Several times in the course of the day we had some few drops of rain from very black clouds. No thunder or lightning latterly. Soon after we landed, a dog came to us from the opposite side, which induced a belief that we had not passed the Assiniboine Indians. Parties were sent on the hills in different directions to examine, but saw no tents or fresh sign. Examined the arms of the party, found all in good order. 3 mule deer, 2 buffalo, and 5 beaver killed. 3 of the mountain rams seen. Captain William Clark, May 10, 1805.
Captain Lewis puts a different spin on the day and writes a long description of the mule deer.
"We still believe ourselves in the country usually hunted by the Assiniboine. And, as they are a viciously disposed nation, we think it best to be on our guard. Accordingly, we inspected the arms and accoutrements of the party, and found them all in good order. Saw several deer of the mule kind, of immense size. From the appearance of the mule deer and the big horned animals, we believe ourselves fast approaching a hilly or mountainous country. We have rarely found the mule deer in any except a rough country. They prefer the open grounds and are seldom found in the woodlands near the river. I have seen a buck of this species 2x the volume of the buck of any other species. The ears are peculiarly large. I measured those of a large buck, which I found to be 11 inches long and 3.5 inches in width. The most striking difference of all is the white rump and tail. The tail then terminates in a tissue of black hair of about 3 inches long. From this black hair of the tail, they have obtained, among the French, engagé, the appellation of the black-tailed deer. Boils and imposthumes have been very common with the party. Bratton is now unable to work with one of his hands. For the imposthumes, I use emollient poultices, and for the sore eyes, a solution of white vitriol and the sugar of lead in the proportion of 2 grams of the former and 1 of the latter to each ounce of water. Captain Meriwether Lewis, May 10, 1805.
Lewis's remedy for sore eyes is Dr. Benjamin Rush's recipe. White vitriol is zinc sulfate, and sugar of lead is lead acetate. Lewis became quite popular among the Indians as he treated their sore eyes with his eye water. Tomorrow, Bratton meets a grizzly.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.